H-Way Spotlight. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
It's a hopelessness. It's a desperation. It's agony.
That, says Patty Pobletti, is the awful brew of emotions a mother faces when losing a child. It's a lesson that she learned in the most painful of ways on September 21st, 2014.
He was shot at a busy intersection in broad daylight.
He, 23-year-old Robbie Pobletti, an aspiring Northern California welder, did not survive. And she, through her grieving, began considering ways to channel her pain constructively. She knew that would somehow involve getting guns off the street.
Robbie was killed by gun violence, and so the idea of a gun buyback was obvious.
But she says it was also incomplete, so she came up with a second idea.
To take the materials from these potentially dangerous weapons and transform them into something beautiful.
Specifically, into works of art made from the metal of melted guns. To make that possible, she formed the nonprofit Robbie Pobletti Foundation, partnered with local officials to create a gun buyback program, and launched an Art of Peace initiative with a simple but transformative goal.
Choose a local artist and come up with an exhibit that would raise awareness about gun violence.
Today she is doing all that, raising tens of thousands of dollars for an upcoming gun buyback and putting out that call for proposals from local artists.
We have artists lining up to be the first artist chosen to turn these guns into art.
The project is immense, but for Pobletti, it offers the ultimate reward.
In my son's name, I will be helping other people.
To learn more about how Patty Pobletti is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.